Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/radio. Bestegg.com/radio. Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
The 0-1. Murphy drives one in the air, right center field and deep. Back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. 2-run homer, Daniel Murphy. Cubs lead 3-0.
It's not coincidental. Daniel's really set a wonderful tone for the entire group. I just had to decide where to hit him. And I thought putting him at the top of the batting order, he could set a great example for the rest of the group. And they need to see at-bats like his, and they need to see at-bats like Zobrist. And Anthony is really putting it all together at the right time.
Middays on The Score.
That was Joe Maddon. You are listening to the Bernstein and McKnight Show on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Looking forward to having a conversation with Cubs President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein in just a moment. And to read again what Epstein said in his text statement to the Sun-Times regarding Maddon and the story of the week. Joe is a terrific leader and partner, and we're thrilled with his job performance the last 4 years. Since 2015, the Cubs have the most regular season wins, the most postseason wins in all of baseball. Hard to have a better track record than that. Joe's clearly in good standing with the organization. Focused on trying to win another championship, will not address Joe's contract status until there is reason to do so. So there was that, and Theo Epstein joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show now on The Score. Hello, Theo. How are you?
Hey. Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're good. I saw your statement in the aftermath of the midweek story that popped up based on what Bob Nightingale wrote and then how Joe Maddon reacted. I understand that there won't be comment on this. This will not be addressed per what you said. However, you've also talked about being a daily psychologist and understanding that players and their thoughts and their feelings matter. This is, in some ways, a bell that still can't be unrung regarding the narrative. So how does a team and how will you and the Cubs deal with the fact that this is now out there?
No, it's not out there. It's over. I mean, I think we're not the type of organization to let the tail wag the dog, right? So like a national writer comes in, misrepresents the situation, and then we have to address it because it's threatening to become some sort of a controversy. Okay, that's fine, but then once we've addressed it, it's over. I mean, there's nothing here. Just to refresh like the background, we spent and I spent an awful lot of personal and organizational capital at great risk to bring Joe in following the 2014 season. Of all the people working in baseball, he was our single choice to run the team. And we brought him in, and it's gone extraordinarily well. Relationships are great. Results are great. The contract has been great for Joe. It's been great for us. Like, things couldn't be better. So just because someone comes in from the outside and misrepresents the situation doesn't mean it has to be an ongoing narrative. It's done. Like, we're not going to address Joe's contract at this time. He knows that. We're on the same page about that. Alan Nero, his representative, is on the same page about that. We're focused on winning. So there will be a point at some later date when in private we sit down and talk about the future and you know, continue to put our heads together on it. But you know, Joe's the manager of the team trying to win games. He's the manager that we want and that we've been extraordinarily successful with. So you guys certainly have the right to talk about it and people can write about it, but we're not going to let it become an organizational issue. The tail is not going to wag the dog.
So the conversation around that piece has kind of spurred a tangential one. You know, what is a manager worth? You know, what kind of numbers does he provide? How many wins is a guy worth? And I started thinking, I wonder if you and Jed even look at it that way. I'm sure you've got some kind of math on what in-game decisions can bring back to you in terms of value. But I wonder if you guys even look at that sort of the tangible value that way, or if it's so much more than that when you hire an on off-field type guy.
What's the question?
Whether or not you guys have an actual math that matters to you when it comes to decisions during a game, the actual strategic evaluation during a game.
No, we don't spend a lot of time quantifying in-game decision making because it's such a small part of the job, and I think the process is more important than any one individual decision. And I think our job organizationally and Joe's job is to make sure that we have a sound process, that we have the right information, that there's integrity to the information, that it's including all the appropriate factors, excluding the ones that aren't relevant, that he can get it in a timely manner, that he can have it accessible to him at the right time in a form that's easily understandable, that he can process the information along with all the other equally as important outside human factors, emotional factors, environmental factors that go into the decision, balancing short-term in-the-moment factors with long-term length of the season factors, make a decision and go forward, and then we can talk about it afterwards. Like that's way more important than, you know, saving 1/1,000th of a run with a decision, you know, at one point in the game that may go one way or may go well or may not go well. So that's how we look at it. It's the process, it's the conversation, it's empowering a manager to have all the info and make decisions, balancing all the relevant factors. And then so much of the job is what happens, you know, before the game and after the game. And you know, that's stuff that people are on the outside aren't quite as privy to. It's all narrative that they read into. And that's part of being a fan and part of being a media member speculating about that kind of stuff. But the behind the scenes stuff will stay there. And it's what makes, you know, someone from the outside coming in and making stuff up and making judgments about what's going on so irritating, is because, you know, this, the manager's role, the relationships with the players, the relationships with the front office, like that's 24/7 stuff, and it's nurtured and cultivated, and it's hard to go as well as it's gone for the last 4.5 years. And that's something that, you know, three and a half years, that's something that we take as sacred. So when someone comes in and threatens that, it's annoying.
If you will not let the tail wag the dog, and if a lot of this is outside projection that has no tangible effect on the team, why is it that annoying? Why is it so irritating to you?
It's not in the big picture. It's just, you know, we have 25 players busting their tails every day, playing outstanding winning baseball of late. We have the best record in the National League, and you're sitting here asking me about you know, an article that is baseless and a manager who's done an outstanding job and is under contract through next year. So I'd rather be talking about our players and all the things they're doing well and the things that we could be doing better. That's all. It's not that big a deal at all.
It's amazing how different this Cubs team is. Who knew that we would be talking about Daniel Murphy and Cole Hamels and Jesse Chavez and all of these new faces here? So it's going to be decisions will be made when Bryant comes back and when Addison Russell comes back. How do you envision this all working? Because at some point, it's not just about the 162 and saying, you know, we'll find time. At some point, you've really got to make these calls about who you're riding with into the postseason. How is this going to work to make these decisions?
Yeah, I think we'll just continue to do what we've always done, which is we try to always be in a position where we have we have more quality choices than we have available spots on in a given day for a given lineup. And that's what helps you win. That's what not only what helps you get through 162, but it's what helps you win on a individual game-to-game basis, because we have the ability to customize our lineup and the product that we put out that day for our starting pitcher, for the opponent's starting pitcher, for the environment that the game is being played in that day, for what we want the bench to look like, for matchups that we anticipate happening at key moments of the game. So it's just going to make us stronger. You know, it just means that that first pinch hitter that you have in a given spot for a righty who throws, you know, for a four-seam righty is going to be a better choice. The pinch hitter for a two-seam righty or a breaking ball righty is going to be a better choice. The pinch hitter you want for, you know, a four-seam lefty or two-seam lefty is going to be better. You're going to have better defensive adjustments that you can make in-game. You're going to be able to give guys more rest. You're going to match up against the starting pitcher that much better. You're going to be able to put that much better defense out there to start the game and especially to finish the game. So it's just continue to do what we always do and what Joe does so well, which is pick the right guys for the right spot. I don't see it at all as a problem. I see it as, you know, a welcome development that we can maybe finally get to full strength and have our full artillery and have an unbelievable roster that makes us feel great about our ability to win games each night. If you think back to where we were a couple of weeks ago, we couldn't score except for one solo home run a night, and you're looking for other options. So we're certainly in a better position now than we were then, and we have the chance to maybe finish the year stronger than we've been at any point during the course of the season, and that's what you look for. So I think it's all good stuff.
I imagine a lot of that has to do with the potential return of Chris Bryant, who's now got the two-handed finish on the swing, and he sounds pretty enthusiastic about it. What are the plans for Chris, and how much more minor league action might he need?
Yeah, we'll let the announcement come out of the normal channels with Joe pregame, but you know we're sort of days away, not weeks, and things continue to progress like this. You know, his return is fairly imminent, and we're excited to have him back. It's he's not limited by the shoulder right now. He's just getting back into playing shape, getting his timing back, and going through that normal overall soreness you get when you haven't put on the spikes and played nine innings for a while. So can't wait to have him back.
What are you thinking about regarding continuing the six-man rotation to maybe buy an extra day here for John Lester, an extra day for Cole Hamels? Is that the right thing to do, or do you want to snap back to a five-man as quickly as possible?
Yeah, no, we took advantage of the fact that we had Alec Mills up here and coming off a good start and throwing strikes, and we were looking for ways to mitigate the impact of 23 games in a row, which is highly unusual for this time of year. So we didn't think it was a good idea for our guys to go through four or five turns through the rotation without a single extra day's rest. And so starting Alec yesterday gave us the ability to do that. And, there's never been any talk of a long-term six-man rotation, given where we are. It was just a spot start, and then you look up, and one more turn through the rotation will be in September, where you have the ability to give rest to guys if you're in a certain spot in a bind, or you have the luxury of doing so. You can go to a bullpen game in a given day, but we're back on track with a normal rotation, and come Saturday, we'll have an expanded bullpen and lots of options, lots of ability to get guys rest.
Yeah, I suppose you do get a bunch more arms come that September 1. Read that Addison Russell was playing catch and Brandon Morrow was throwing off flat ground. I think I've got both of those guys right. How do their rehabs go right now?
Yeah, no new news on either guy, going well. Addy wanted to make sure he took full advantage. He had three or four different body parts that could have used a little bit of a break. So we wanted to make sure we gave him some time and that he took full advantage of the rest, expecting him to come back strong and have a really good September. I think the injuries were not only affecting his availability, but his performance as well. So we're excited for him to come back at full strength. And Brandon Morrow, because he's dealing with, the situation where the more rest he has, the better he'll come back. But we're also running out of time in the season. We're just trying to kind of pick a sweet spot for him where he gets the rest he needs to come back, as strong as he possibly can, as close to 100% as he can, and we're excited about that. So we're just kind of trying to balance the rest that he will have gotten with the need for him to go out and pitch and make an impact for us in pennant race and get locked in for the most important games of the year. But it's progressing well. He feels really good, and we're just trying to massage it so we sort of pick the right schedule for him to come back, but he's feeling good about himself right now.
I'm interested in the words you chose to describe his injury, in that it is something you know for sure. You've got sort of bullets in the gun here or sand in the hourglass, that the longer you wait, the more you are going to have in that arm. Is this anything long-term and serious, or is it just whatever acute problem this is will only get better in an offseason?
Yeah, no. It's just a short-term type thing that requires rest, and should be, once he has the benefit of a full off-season, it'll resolve itself. But we're planning to play not just in September but in October, so we're just trying to maximize his impact on our team during that window, and that's what we're doing right now.
So, Theo, a lot of people around the league were really surprised that Daniel Murphy got to the top NL team, that he fell that far in waivers, considering his slash line was 300, 341, and 442 leading up to that. Do you wake up and call Jed and ask if you're being spammed by an email or something? Like, I can't believe that you believe that that's going to happen for you when that waiver reaction, when that trade comes, or the claim comes through.
It was somewhat surprising, but it wasn't a total shock. Just given the way waivers work, there's a lot of players on waivers every day. The 3.7 million or whatever was left on his contract exactly, that's not a number that a lot of teams can take on, and no team can take on lightly. And in fact, for us, the only reason we were able to take it on is because the Cole Hamels deal was completely CBT neutral. We didn't take on a single dollar on our CBT payroll with Cole Hamels, and that's a complete windfall when that happens. So because of the Hamels deal, we had the room to be able to squeeze Murphy in without, we're not over the CBT, and we weren't going to go over the CBT, and so we were one of the teams, one of the contenders that was able to squeeze him in. Teams that are out of it aren't going to claim him because they don't want to take on that money for a free agent. And then so you're left, being a National League player, you're left with a handful of teams that, he's a second baseman who can play some first base, and some of those teams had second basemen. There were other choices on the waiver wire that maybe appealed to some of the other contenders more, either because of fit or money or health or defense. So for whatever reason, he got to us, and he was perfectly timed as well. It was at a point when our offense was scuffling, and we were actively looking for ways to jumpstart the offense, and what better way than with an all-around professional elite hitter like Daniel Murphy, who has exactly the kind of at-bats that we're looking for.
I know you guys had conversations at the top about adding Murphy, given his comments. Laura Ricketts has made her comments regarding that as well, but I don't know if you read the piece in The Athletic today, a Cub fan just kind of dealing with a little bit of discomfort in watching or cheering, I guess. I wonder if that kind of discomfort, that kind of ongoing discomfort from fans is potentially, if that's a palpable thing for you at that spot in the, or at this spot in the year, or palpable for the organization at all?
Absolutely. I have a lot of empathy for our fans in that regard. And I guess I would say like this, I want the ideal, right? Which is for all of our fans with all of their backgrounds and perspectives and outlooks on life to embrace all 25 of our guys, to know all their beliefs and personalities and where they come from, and totally embrace all of them. But as a GM, that would make me feel great. I want our fans to be in love with all of our players and to feel great about everything. But I think that's not the real world, right? Like just as all of our fans have their own unique life experience and backgrounds and personalities and beliefs, our players do too, and different religious backgrounds and different ethnic backgrounds, and And rarely are those sort of, simple or portrayed accurately in comments they make to the press. So I guess it's just, while it's an ideal, it's not realistic for me to think that we can completely please everybody all the time with the personnel moves that we make. And so what we focused on is, with this core that we've built, that's going to be here pretty much playing all together for a good run of time, 7 years, hopefully plus. We want strong, compelling personalities, great teammates, folks who care about the fans, who care about each other, who represent the organization well. And it's never going to be perfect, but we do the best we can. And Daniel Murphy is also more than those comments that he made, and has a ton of positive attributes as well. And we did our background on him and the things that have happened since spring of 2015, and I personally called Billy Beane and talked through it with him, and he gave the strongest possible endorsement, not just because Daniel Murphy has a friend who's gay now. That's not what it is. It's about Murphy's growth and the relationship and the way Daniel sees the importance of inclusion in the game and in the clubhouse. And so all those things matter to us. We do the best we can. We're never going to please everyone all the time. I do think our group as a whole is a strong character group that our fans can really get behind and feel good about rooting them on. It does sadden me if any move that we make turns fans off, because I think they deserve to really fall in love with this team. And I'll just say that we'll continue to do the best we can. But again, it's the real world. You're not going to please everyone all the time. Our fans are all different, just as our players are all different, and they all have their own beliefs.
Yeah, I'm glad you said what you said about the way Billy Beane was being involved, because it started to feel a little bit like his name was being invoked almost as a shield, saying, "Oh yeah, Billy Beane, just keep saying Billy Beane."
I could see how it would be seen that way from the outside, like waving his name around, like,
right.
hey, Daniel Murphy is a gay friend. No, I mean, I talked to Billy Beane about not just the relationship, but about some Daniel's how his views and how things have evolved, and about inclusion. I mean, that's what this is about. I mean, we are an inclusive place. We want everyone to feel welcome, everyone to feel embraced, and if things that were said that led some to question someone's beliefs about inclusion, we wanted to get more information, and we did. And Billy had really strong opinions about it, and that, simply that our clubhouse would be better off and our organization would be better off for having someone like Daniel Murphy. And he certainly knows Daniel better than I did at the time. Well, so that meant a lot to us.
That makes me feel better, because it's the one missing piece that I had, that you used the word evolved, that we still just if Daniel Murphy could just say, look, I understand now that it's not a lifestyle, and I understand
that's up to him. Whether Daniel Murphy wants the Cubs to win. And so that's, that what he wants is to move on and talk about winning. But to me, this is about inclusiveness. And we wanted to find, we talked to Billy Beane because he has had a long relationship now with Daniel, which they've talked about inclusiveness and the importance of it. And he vouched for that, among other things. And it made us feel good about it. So we moved on and made the move. Falling back on my earlier comments, like, you're not going to please everyone all the time, but we don't take these things lightly. There's a lot of thought that went into it, and we're happy he's here.
As we let you go, we sometimes have talked in previous seasons, as in these window seasons, about that exhale moment when it's like, okay, here we go, they're there. It kind of felt like that 7-game win streak would be that exhale moment, but the teams behind you have kind of kept it up. And I'm starting to think that maybe this is just one of those baseball seasons where it's not going to let go, or where it's just going to be this way until you run out the 162, that maybe the expectation of a regular season arrival just isn't realistic. Do you agree?
A regular season arrival.
Yeah, the exhale moment that we've had the previous years, where you build that cushion and
those are the exception, not the rule. I think you're probably referring to 2016 and 2016 alone in recent memory around here, and probably had one of those years in 9 years with the Red Sox. Those are the exception, not the rule, especially when you're in a really competitive division. I think we'd have, if you, in order to get that type of security in the course of a regular season, we'd probably have to change divisions because this is an extremely competitive division. The Cardinals have had a rebirth and a change of atmosphere around their club, which matters quite a bit. The Brewers have been resourceful and found a way to win all year. And last night's game is a great example, yeah. Crazy game, in which they found a way to win as they usually do. So those teams aren't going anywhere, and we're preparing to have to fight to the end to win this division. Whoever wins the NL Central this year will have really accomplished something meaningful.
Theo, thank you as always for your time.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
That is Theo Epstein, the president of baseball operations for the Chicago Cubs. Brought to you by Subway. Check out 3 signature wrap flavors to savor at Subway restaurants. Try the classic style, the turkey Italiano melt. Get yourself some bold taste with the Chipotle Southwest steak and cheese, or enjoy the tangy flavor of the buffalo chicken wrap. Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating locations.
See, that makes sense to me. A lot of that makes sense to me about the conversation we had with him early on about Joe Maddon, that they've created a culture, a clubhouse, a front office, however you want to term it, and it's probably in many different ways. They've created something there where they look around and go, this isn't a thing. And they move on. They've done that before with issues that have been outside, the clubhouse, and they'll continue to do it again. Like you said, the tail's not going to wag the dog. Won't happen that way.
Yeah, but they do say that it's irritating and annoying were the words that,
yeah, but
that he used.
Media and are irritating and annoying.
It's their job to irritate sometimes. Yep. Everybody could be doing, and I do think the fact that he was sensitive to how the invocation of Billy Beane's name sounded, as if it were being used to launder Daniel Murphy. I'm glad to know that it certainly was on a much more significant level than
that. He leaned out there and let us know.
Right.
That was cool.
And the other quibble that I would have, I believe, did he just, he described Daniel Murphy as a second baseman who also can play first base. I would strike that and reverse it. Just watching him of late, he's looking more and more like a first baseman who happens to play some second
base. But he hits the hell out of the ball, and if Dan Uggla can make an all-star game at second base, anybody can.
What do you think? 312-644-6767. Your thoughts on Theo Epstein's comments after a tumultuous but highly effective 10 days or so for the Chicago Cubs. You got the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL's exhibition season comes to a merciful conclusion tonight, and the best news is there won't be any key injuries because, even though the owners charge full price, no key players will see the field. That doesn't mean the 16 games will lack intrigue. Those on the field will be playing for their football lives. Many will already be on cut lists put together by their teams for release Saturday. Some will be hoping to earn a practice squad spot. Others will be hoping that another team will see something that will draw their attention and perhaps earn them one more chance. NFL players on the fringes like to say that exhibitions are their chance to be scouted by all 32 teams. In some cases, this will be their last shot. Some will never put on a football uniform again after tonight. In that sense, the games are worth watching. There are stories unfolding. They just aren't ones most fans care about. I'm John Feinstein.
That doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 to 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event ends valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing, how fast it happened, They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions, and that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with a BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yeah, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/radio. Bestegg.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
During our Labor Day sale, August 30th through September 4th, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Pearl 5-piece drum set with hardware and cymbals just $559.99 or a Simmons electronic drum kit just $369.99. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find yourself at Guitar Center.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Listen, I forgive you. That birthday shout-out to Lester might have been poorly timed and mildly dangerous, but doggone it, you put your heart into it. Besides, forgiveness is what Progressive is all about. That's why our loyal customers enjoy accident forgiveness at no extra cost. So, I forgive you. Even if Lester and the fire department don't. Or the improv troupe. That was bad.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states or situation.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here!
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
Honda and Sprinter. Purchase any new or select certified pre-owned.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family has big plans for Labor Day weekend, but our outfits aren't measuring up.
Then get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge Labor Day sale is on now. Get 50% off all jeans, 50% off all dresses, 50% off all tees, and 50% off all sweatshirts and hoodies for the whole family.
50% off all those styles? That's a big deal.
So is this. Styles start at just $6 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Change of plans. We're spending the weekend at Old Navy.
High Fashion. Old Navy. Valid 8/30 to 9/3. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
380 to 1,000 borrowed.
This is Sports Radio 670. 670- The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's not out there. It's over. I mean, I think it's... We're not the type of organization to let the tail wag the dog, right? So, like, a national writer comes in, misrepresents the situation, and then we have to address it because it's threatening to become some sort of a controversy. Okay, that's fine, but then once we've addressed it, it's over. I mean, there's nothing here. Just to refresh, like, the background, you know, we spent... And I spent an awful lot of personal and organizational capital at great risk to bring Joe in following the 2014 season. Of all the people working in baseball, he was our single choice to run the team. And we brought him in, and it's gone extraordinarily well.
Theo Epstein on Joe Maddon, and this was our first time talking to him since there were a couple of major stories.
Yeah.
The Daniel Murphy acquisition, the Bob Nightingale piece about Joe Maddon. So there's some things to work through for his team, but when that's a forceful piece of work on his part, rhetorically, to say when he said misrepresent, to use the word misrepresent, mischaracterize.
Said get it wrong.
Multiple times, said get it wrong. I mean, just go back and list the number of ways that he pushed back against the actual reporting in that piece. It shows you where they stand at the moment. Now, it doesn't mean that everything is 100% rosy in that relationship. There is a contract negotiation, a pre-negotiation negotiation going on, the dance before the dance, and we know they purged the entire coaching staff in the offseason.
Yeah. Joe got everybody, one of his guys in.
Yep.
It's just what happened. Maybe think of something, hearing that the second time through, maybe think of something as well that he kind of pushed back against. Theo mentioned the personal capital and team capital. I presume he meant money there, likely did. That he spent, that they spent in order to get Joe in the first place. You know, they moved on from Ricky Renteria. They picked up Joe Maddon. It was a big to-do. Joe opted out of his contract with the Rays when he was able to do so. It made me think of the idea that he's pushing back against there a little bit is the what have you done for me lately kind of thing that we're all stuck in when it comes to sports, whether it be baseball or football, really anything. It's this what have you done for me lately thing. That
rather than body of work,
yeah, that I have to imagine doesn't exist as pervasively in some of those, in some front offices, in some situations where you do have victories on the board, whether they be world championships or whether they be, you know, a National League leading number of wins. It seems to me that Theo kind of brought up the idea that, listen, we invested in him, in Joe, and Joe's invested in us in a pretty tangible way, in a pretty real actual sense that's more than perhaps just, you know, producing on a baseball field. And yeah, that matters. Obviously, if there weren't, you know, X amount of wins for the Cubs this season, you know, leading the National League, it might not be the same situation, might not be the same conversation. But it was just kind of a check back against this what have you done for me lately, did you win last night kind of thing that exists, I think, too fervently in baseball specifically.
The bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Cats return to Ryan Field after a 10-win campaign last year. Don't miss the home openers. The Cats host Duke next Saturday. Season and single-game tickets on sale at nusports.com. A couple of things from the texters I find interesting. One, the texters that heard a not-so-subtle shot at Mike Matheny.
Yeah.
In that he says how well the Cardinals have been playing ever since. What did he call it, a culture change?
Atmosphere
change.
It was atmosphere.
Yes, a change of atmosphere.
Which matters.
Which can be read as idiot removed from clubhouse, same idiot removed from dugout, hence atmosphere change. Now, I am projecting that. That is not something that he said, and I don't want to...
We would be inferring that.
Correct.
Right?
But I necessarily imply it. I think you can meet implication and inference a bit halfway there. Possible. Because that was he didn't have to reference atmosphere change.
Listen, if you're looking at body of work, let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and do that across the National League Central,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, and the other thing for texters, I find it so odd who want to declare every answer to every question as if you're scoring some kind of debate. We're not having a contest. It isn't some sort of battle of wills or any, you know, gotcha. We're having a conversation. And we're asking questions about things that have been talked about and written about, and that's all it is.
Yeah, it's fine. Doesn't get to be any.
I got to imagine. It amazes me the amount of subtext that is read into this. We're just having a conversation and asking questions, and then he doesn't want to answer every kind of question the same way, and not every question is going to make him as happy as other questions or interest him as much in any interview that we do with anybody that we do. It's just I find it weird the reaction that people have to some of this, as if there's some sort of scoreboard to a radio interview about people hitting a ball with a stick.
No, I mean if it doesn't make me mad at all that he doesn't want to stick in a six-man rotation. And earlier this morning, I told you I wanted to stick in a six-man rotation. He's got that job. I've got mine. He knows more. He's smarter than I am. And we move on. I'm not offended by it. How could you do this job? How could you do any job asking questions like that if you're going to be offended by that?
Right.
Okay. He's got a better handle on things. He's smarter. He works with Mike Montgomery every day. Like, why the hell? Move on. Okay, five-man rotation. Let's go.
Right. So you had declared a six-man rotation. Yeah. He said, no.
Okay.
They're not doing that.
Cool. We move on.
Okay. That's it. That's the decision they made. Maybe they don't want to cross John Lester. Maybe they don't want to cross Cole Hamels either.
I wouldn't want to.
Right.
Good God.
You want to deal with that? Say, hey, we're going to throw you out of your rhythm.
Unless the only way he gets to come at me is throwing something at me. Well, no, not from the windup. That would be bad. He has to do it from like stepping off the mound and then throwing at me.
Or
then I'd be fine.
You place the ball at his feet.
Ooh, that would be fun too.
And
yeah,
he
might have a chance.
He has to actually then pick it up and throw it at
then
you.
Then I might have a chance.
Yeah, you were mentioning this Matthew Trueblood piece on Javier Baez.
It's terrific.
Before, and
it's just terrific.
Did you know this is an incredible piece of information here? Since 1947, think of all the players with at least 40 games at shortstop in a season. This is back to the Baez thing you're talking about. There is a very short list here of players who play at least 40 games at shortstop in a season while posting an OPS of 900 or greater at age 25 or younger.
Then you're talking about the shortstops.
I'm
right. If you're going to set the bar there and be that good that young, I mean, now we're talking A-Rod, right?
I'm not going to tell you whether or not he's on that list,
okay.
But he's on that list.
He's probably on that list.
I'm telling you, yes. A-Rod is on that list. But Javier Baez, if numbers hold, mm-hmm. is going to put himself in some insane baseball company with his performance this year. So think about who these guys might be. Again, here are the criteria. Since 1947, it's at least 40 games at shortstop, an OPS of over 900 at age 25 or younger.
We'll get to the good company Javi Baez is keeping when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's sports morning show.
Jim Hickey, the Cubs pitching coach. Cole Hamels, what is it that has allowed him to be the guy that he once was in his career?
I just simply think it's getting into a pennant race, a first place team, pitching in front of a big crowd with enthusiasm and expectation.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Realtors, are you tired of working with inexperienced pre-approval and pre-qualification letter issuing lenders? Well, Team Hochberg has great news. They will eliminate your stress by underwriting and approving, that's right, approving your buyer's loans before you begin showing them homes. You know, as a realtor, the pre-approval and pre-qualification letters are worthless. Team Hochberg first collects the necessary borrower documents, then a Team Hochberg processor reviews the documents before submitting the file to underwriting. A Team Hochberg underwriter then analyzes the information and issues a Team Hochberg loan approval when the loan meets lender guidelines. Submitting an offer to buy a home with a Team Hochberg loan approval is the next best thing to a cash offer that will enable buyers to close within 14 business days of signing a purchase contract. So if you're a realtor and you're looking to eliminate the stress of time-wasting, unqualified buyers, you need to call Team Hochberg now at 312-751-1333 to learn more about Team Hochberg's loan approval. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners. They can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 1.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah.
It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A+ rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/radio. Bestegg.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry in to JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 8/23 to 9/12. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request a time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
In drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death.
During our Labor Day sale, August 30th through September 4th, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, and more. With deals like a Pearl 5-piece drum set with hardware and cymbals, just $559.99, or a Simmons electronic drum kit, just $369.99. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find yourself at Guitar Center.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here! One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We don't spend a lot of time quantifying in-game decision-making because it's such a small part of the job, and I think the process is more important than any one individual decision. And I think our job organizationally and Joe's job is to make sure that we have a sound process.
Theo Epstein on managing at the major league level and how they look at it. And I think that they're as we understand, they tend to move the focus back. They zoom out, and that is part of the job, is how they figure out what they want in that dugout, pulling the strings. This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma, get knowing. All right, here's your list. Since 1947, here are all the players with at least 40 games at shortstop while posting an OPS, that is on-base plus slugging, of 900 or greater at age 25 or younger.
The feeling this could be a pretty short list.
Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Hanley Ramirez. Troy Tulowitzki. Nomar Garciaparra. Derek Jeter. Ernie Banks. If the season ended today, add Javier Baez and Manny Machado.
Man. It's pretty remarkable to see the kind of... And that's with what? He's got 41 games played at shortstop so far this season, does Javi Baez. So you figure something like 50 probably through the season.
But don't forget this.
94 games at second base and a handful over a third.
As Matthew Trueblood notes in this Baseball Prospectus piece that goes in depth into his swing changes, really into, you know, really what he's doing mechanically at the plate that's different. He says that this achievement by Baez is staggering, given that Baez doesn't draw enough walks to inflate his on-base percentage. Look, it's almost entirely a slugging component. It's basically his batting average plus slugging in this case.
Yeah.
He's getting into historic territory. Not just hitting at a level few hitters at any position can match this year, but doing it at the most important defensive position on the diamond. He's doing it by hitting the ball hard and doing it often.
It's something, too, you know, the positions he's playing are high demand defensively. I mean, the way he plays second base, I mean, my God, it's highlight reel after highlight reel. And the fact that he can flip over to shortstop and give you solid defense there is incredible. Look at the way Joe deploys him. Matt writes about this a little bit, too. That he'll play third when he knows there's going to be a lot of right-handers in that lineup against the left-handed starter. A lot of balls are going to head over there. A lot of plays for Javi Baez. A lot of chances to make a play that other guys can't. I think some we'll talk to something that's been kind of percolating in my head all afternoon, and something we'll ask Joe about next time we've got him on the show next Tuesday, is just this idea that this versatility that you've got in the roster on the whole, and Javi Baez specifically, at some point, you're able to do anything you want with a defensive lineup, you know? You could throw Javi over in third base for a game or two, David Bodie at shortstop for a minute, because you've got, if Javi's there at third, help cleaning things up. I mean, you've got so many options available to you. That almost, I would imagine Joe has to stop himself every now and again from getting too crazy, from being too versatile, to letting that kind of versatility or flexibility get away from you a little bit.
You can force flexibility, and you don't. Ideally, and this sounds weird, your flexibility matters in adversity. Your flexibility matters because guys are hurt.
Yeah.
And then you always get a good problem to have. Like we say, is Addison Russell a backup when he comes back? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if they know the answer to that right now. Can you keep playing Daniel Murphy at second base with as big a butcher as he is over there? I don't know that you can. Flexibility over 162, versatility over 162, again, is different than, and that's why I tried to phrase the question that way, and he just sort of kicked it down the road. We'll make those decisions when we have to, and they will, but it's different, and like I say, I'm not saying it's necessarily a problem, but it does create possibilities for wrong decisions after the fact when you have to declare, when you've got to decide, this is what I'm going with for this series or this game. It can turn into something where it's possible to mismanage it.
Right. I think Theo said something along those lines when they signed Jason Hayward and had him in, you know, pretty much penciled in center field, right? Before things changed around and Dexter Fowler came back. Just because, you know, the idea that Hayward could be there doesn't mean that that's his best spot. Just because he can play a position like that doesn't mean that's the best use of him
right
for an entire season like that. I mean, Jason Hayward is a gold glove right fielder. He is a pretty good center fielder, and you can get away with it at times, but not play a whole season that way, right?
And the sixth grade is just not understanding this. As OBP is nice, but he's high in batting average, slugging, OPS, total bases. That matters. Can't downgrade him for a so-so OBP. No one's downgrading him.
No,
he's being complimented by the fact that he could have an over 900 OPS, where so many people rely on the on-base percentage side of it to pad that number. That's all. It was a compliment. It was just saying how much more remarkable it is for him to have gotten to this point. Nobody's downgrading him.
For instance, if you look at the top players on Fangraphs WAR, you look at the on-base percentages between Carpenter, Goldschmidt, Kane, Arenado, they're your top four. Javi Baez is five. His on-base percentage is 50 to 60 points lower than everybody else's.
Right.
And he's still up there. That's remarkable. Javi Baez has a skill set that's unlike a lot we've seen.
It's also why OPS...
At this level.
It's also the other conclusion is OPS is kind of a bad stat. Considering the other offensive stats we have, I know people are just coming around to understanding, but because you're changing the denominators a little bit, it is a stat that is biased against slappy fast guys who are on base a lot. It's biased against the Ichiros. It's biased against, I mean, it does measure some things. It's not a horrible stat, but it's not as good as weighted on base average or WRC plus.
All I can think of now is Chris Ronji asking Ryan Bukvich what kind of pitcher he is. He was left-handed.
Right-handed.
What kind of batter are you? Slappy fast guy. All right, move on.
Yeah, I remember the argument that Terry and I had when Ichiro arrived. He didn't like it. And he just
slappy fast guy.
He's just a slappy little.
Did he not
fast
read
guy.
All the stories that said he could hit 40 home runs in a season if he wanted to?
Here's the thing: he's not Juan. He wasn't Juan Pierre.
No.
When all was said and done, the ultimate slappy fast guy, an out machine. That when Juan, there was Dane Placco. This when they everyone's excited. The Cubs got Juan Pierre. He gets 200 hits, and Dane Placco says something like, "That's fine, but how many outs does he make? Look at the all he does is make outs." He puts the bat on the ball, and sometimes it's a hit, and usually it's an out.
Yeah, as long as we can come away with something from today's show, Juan Pierre, not Ichiro Suzuki. That's good to know.
Right, because I guess the using slappy fast guy as a pejorative would probably more apply to Juan Pierre than it would
absolutely.
To somebody like Ichiro. When we come back, Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins, and Transition on the Score.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatment for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
The Achilles, I mean, I think you've got to go on the record as saying a minimum of 6 to 8 months, and I would bet that it takes at least a year to get your athleticism back and your pre-injury level of play.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family has big plans for Labor Day weekend, but our outfits aren't measuring up.
Then get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's huge Labor Day sale is on now. Get 50% off all jeans, 50% off all dresses, 50% off all tees, and 50% off all sweatshirts and hoodies for the whole family.
50% off all those styles? That's a big deal.
So is this. Styles start at just $6 at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Change of plans. We're spending the weekend at Old Navy.
High Fashion. Old Navy. Valid 8:30 to 9:30. Excludes in-store clearance. Active licensed and men's package tees.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/radio. Bestegg.com/radio. Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Hurry into JCPenney for up to 40% off major appliance hot deals, including free delivery, basic installation, price match guarantee, and 18 or 30 month special financing on qualifying appliance purchases with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, earn up to $100 in JCPenney rewards. JCPenney, style and value for all. Event is valid 823 to 912. Conditions and exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Must request at time of purchase. See store jcp.com/appliances for details.
If you're planning a bathroom update, chances are a boring vanity is not high on your list. At the Home Depot, it's not on ours either. Come in now or go online for up to 40% off a beautiful vanity you'd be proud to call your own. To match your style, whatever your style, and fit your budget perfectly. Sorry, not available in boring. Select vanities up to 40% off in-store, online, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th, Continental U.S. only while supplies last.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
During our Labor Day sale, August 30th through September 4th, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, recording, DJ, live sound, and more. Get our best price of the year on a Martin acoustic electric guitar, just $529.99. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
Let's say you just bought a house.